what to make of the back and forth this week between 2020 Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden and candidate Cory Booker and others over Biden's remarks at a fundraiser on Tuesday night, expressing nostalgia for a more civil time in politics when Biden said things got done in Washington. He cited working with conservative Democratic Senators Herman Talmadge, whom he called one of the meanest guys, and James Eastland, both of whom were segregationists. But Biden used as an example of civility the fact that they didn't call him boy, they called him son. Well, Biden is white. Cory Booker, who's African-American, said Biden should apologize. And when asked if he would apologize, Biden said Booker should.
Cory should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career.
Well, then Booker went on CNN last night.
He should have the sensitivity to know that this is a time I need to be an ally. I need to be a healer. I need to not engage in usage of words that will harm folks. And so this is deeply disappointing.
That word being boy. Yesterday, other candidates, including Democrat Kamala Harris, also African-American, weighed in.
I have a great deal of respect for Vice President Biden. He's done very good work, and he has served our country in a very noble way. But to coddle the reputations of segregationists, of people who, if they had their way, I would literally not be standing here as a member of the United States Senate, is, I think, it's just, it's misinformed and it's wrong.
Well, this is sure to keep percolating ahead of next week's Democratic presidential debates. So let's bring in NPR presidential campaign reporter Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott. And the implication by Biden seemed to be that he was treated well, even by segregationists, because it was more civil time. Is that the interpretation here?
Yeah, and this gets to a lot of the big divide between Joe Biden and a big chunk of the rest of the 23-candidate Democratic field, right? Joe Biden is running on this idea of we can all get together, hash out a common-sense solution, we can reach across the aisle and get things done. And a lot of Democrats are saying you can't trust the Republicans because they're not going to work with you. And that's why Biden made this comparison to begin with. Now, of course, he was talking about two Democrats, but he was saying he was able to work with them even though they were segregationist and very racist. I mean, some of the quotes from Eastland that have come up are not, you know, vague at all. They are very blunt, violent, graphic racist quotes about Martin Luther King and many other civil rights activists. But Biden was saying, hey, we could get along. And I think the thing that Cory Booker picked up on particular was that boy comment. He was saying, you know, you can't joke about racists calling black men boys. It's demeaning. It's insulting. It's hurtful.
Well, you also, as a white man, can't give someone points for not calling you boy.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I think that's what we're hearing as well. But some prominent African-American lawmakers have come to Biden's defense. House Majority Whip James Clyburn said, you don't have to agree with people to work with them. But that's not directly addressing. I mean, what are people saying about what seems to be a tone deafness on Biden's part, not understanding that he's a white man and probably would not be called boy by another white man?
Yeah, and Clyburn is defending him. It's interesting timing because Biden and a lot of other candidates are headed to South Carolina tomorrow for a big event that Clyburn holds. It's a big fish fry where all the candidates are going to speak. Clyburn is the top-ranked African-American in the House, in the whole Congress, actually. And he has not endorsed Biden, but he's certainly had a lot of very warm things to say about Joe Biden. He's repeatedly defended his record. He's pointed out that if you look at the polls, Joe Biden, he's, of course, leading all the polls, but he has a wide lead among voters of color. And a lot of people that I've talked to, African-American voters, say, you know, I'm inclined to vote for Joe Biden because of the fact he worked with Barack Obama for 8 years. But still, the conversation is not about Biden's time as vice president. It's about his long track record in the Senate. And especially the stuff he did in the 70s and the 80s, a lot of it just doesn't mesh up with where the Democratic Party is today.
Well, and he recently reversed himself on his past support for a ban on federal funding for abortion. But does it also trigger a concern that he may have the propensity to say something inelegant or do something inelegant?
I mean, that's a big part of Joe Biden's reputation, right? And I think the fact that this came out and that this follow-up saying to one of just three African-American senators that, you know, you're the one who needs to apologize, all of these came in very scripted, controlled environments. Joe Biden has not been doing a ton of campaigning, and all the things we've heard from him the last few days have been at closed-door fundraisers and very briefly speaking to reporters afterwards. Next week, Biden is going to be on a debate stage for 2 hours with nine other candidates, many of whom are going to be taking a lot of shots at him.
Yeah. Scott Detrow covers the 2020 presidential race for NPR and will be keeping an eye on this leg of the race. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.